Khan Show with Anna DeVlantzis right here on 720 WGN. Stepping into the studio, this is an amazing story, and I really want to thank this guy for being here because this is a big deal. Ryan Leaf is with us, and you might recall Ryan was a great college football player, a highly recruited, drafted NFL player. And his career did not work out the way that had been anticipated. You were drafted number 2 behind Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Who?
Right? How about that?
What did he ever do?
What did he
you know,
ever
know
do?
Him
you, know
what,
you know what we know him from? Hmm. Those commercials with the country western guy.
Yes!
That's what we know.
He
That's what I know
play
that
music.
Guy.
Those
he
are pretty funny. He's in a band. He's in a band.
We're not talented. A band.
We're not a band.
So those are very, very, very good. Now, you have an amazing story. Of and especially in this era, you kind of you're sort of an important figure for recovery the right way here. And it's hard. Recovery is a very tough situation in drugs and alcohol. And I don't want to be judgy about how people go about it. But there are so many cases of athletes and entertainers, but we'll stick with athletes here for the moment, who get caught up in this world and cannot find their way out of it. And they try to do the sorts of things that athletes do, right? Mm-hmm. To try to get out of it, and it doesn't work for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult for anybody. I think that my story differs in the fact that I messed up in plain view of everybody in the public eye. And that's probably what ultimately saved my life, because when I messed up, I was held accountable and there was a spotlight placed on me. There's a lot of individuals that are dealing with the same thing that I've dealt with who are in it right now that are in the shadows and no one ever sees it. And the next thing you know, they're gone. And that's the hardest part. So we have to continue to shine this bright light on what the actual problem is and talk about how there is a solution. And the reason I'm here is because of an event tomorrow night called Above and Beyond in a family recovery center that's holding a second annual gala. And I get to be the keynote speaker and simply just be here to tell my story and be part of the solution like all the people who are attending.
It's a Drake Hotel tomorrow night, by the way. And do people can still buy tickets to this?
Yes.
I'm assuming that is true. So all right.
It started with was addiction to pain meds for you, and was that because of an injury or was it for some other reason? Like where did it all begin?
Yeah, so I was introduced to pain medication. Actually, it's the only drug I've ever taken in my life. When I was in college, after having orthopedic surgery, and I tell people now after what I went through that I was a drug addict long before I ever took a drug, and that like competition was my drug most of my life. Mm-hmm. I really believe that the substance was just a byproduct of what was the underlying factor, and that was the mental health issue and dealing with life on life's terms. People sometimes go to a different way to self-medicate. Sometimes it's exercise, sometimes it's foods, gambling, sex, any of those things. They're all mood-altering substances. Mine was what I knew, and when my career was over and everybody told me what a failure I was and the failure that I felt like, and I didn't address it, that depression or any of those things, with a medical professional, I chose to deal with it in a negative and toxic way, and that was with pain medication that I knew worked. It worked on my physical ailments, and I took it one night when I was feeling that emotional depression, and it worked. It's a painkiller. It removed the pain, and it didn't make me feel better, but it didn't make me feel anything, and that's all I was looking for at that moment.
It was also horribly addicting, right? Addictive.
It can be. I mean, for me, it produced that endorphin high and released that dopamine, the same thing that it did when I would play football or do something energetic or fun, and it was there for me, and I chose that and that way, and before long, it is taking over your body. It's a psychological effect on your brain chemistry, and you can really become addicted to it after a prescription of 30 pills.
And like so many addicts, you tried recovery more than once.
Yeah.
Right. And that's one of the things, especially whether, you're the person who has the addiction or your family member, somebody who has the addiction, it's very, very hard to understand how hard it is to get through recovery once or twice or three times. People just kind of give up. And you went through that. I mean, you got arrested in Montana, right? Was it?
Yeah, in my hometown.
In your hometown for burglary, because you just couldn't, you couldn't get a fix.
Yeah, I didn't know a drug dealer, and I would go to doctors until that ended, and then ultimately go into friends' house pretending I was interested in spending time with them. rummage through their medicine cabinet to finally, at the end, looking up open houses in the paper on Sundays and going there pretending I was interested in buying the home.
Wow.
And going through the medicine cabinet. And I'm not a very good criminal, and I was found out pretty quickly. And, you know, my higher power showed up in the form of the sheriff's department and saved my life.
So as you went through that, what for you, because as we said, everybody's different in this. But for you, what was the thing that you were holding on to that was kind of your lifeline?
I had given up all hope, so I didn't really have anything to hold on to. The only thing I could think of was I either had to be numb or dead. That was the two options for me. So being intervened with in the way that the sheriff's department did, it placed me in a prison cell where I would be given the opportunity to make a shift in my perspective. And it didn't happen quickly, you know. It didn't happen until probably 26 months into that 32-month sentence. And it came in the form of my roommate. My roommate was a former Iraqi-Afghanistan war veteran who had done something a lot of people had done in their lives, and that's drive drunk one night, and he happened to kill somebody that night.
Mm.
And I watched him every day make amends and try to better himself, and I couldn't figure it out. I just said, look at us. Look where we're at. You know, we're losers. This isn't going to make things better. And he finally had enough of it one day, and he confronted me about it and told me how I had my head buried in the sand and how I had more value than this, and not only to the men in there, but for when I got out.
But you were clean when you were in, right? You had to be.
Well, you didn't have to be. I mean, there's
drugs
plentiful there. I don't know why I didn't. I can't answer that. It was the perfect opportunity. I laid around on a bed, watched a little flat screen TV at the end of my bed. I could have just been high every day. It would have been exactly what I was doing on the outside, I guess.
That's interesting.
I don't know why I didn't. I can't tell you why.
But you chose not to. Now, was that, and were you doing, while you were in, were you doing classes and programs?
I didn't do anything.
Just couldn't.
It was perfect.
Around it.
It was right. I had zero responsibility. You know, people told me where to go, when to do, you know, I sat in my room, I got fat. I just thought this was my life. That's the scariest part about prison, that you're just resigned to the fact that this is okay.
Wow.
And then you got out, and that's when you decided?
My roommate suggested we go down to the prison library and help prisoners who didn't know how to read learn how to read. And I've had many of those kind of moments in my life where people were trying to help me better myself, and I just flipped my nose at them. Mm. And for whatever reason, maybe because the chemical had been out of my brain long enough, I acquiesced and went. And I watched men be vulnerable in a place where you're not supposed to be vulnerable, and ask for help. And then accept help to learning how to read. And it changed my perspective. I didn't realize it was happening at the moment, but I came to believe that I was being of service to another human being for the first time in my life. And when I got out, I mean, this just didn't happen from one day. You know, It was continuous. It was consistency. It was showing up. When I got out, I knew that it was going to have to be at the foundation of what I did. Otherwise, I was just going to be the same person I'd always been.
And that's what's led you into working in recovery as you are, Ryan Leaf. I mean, this is what you do. This is your calling now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the foundation, right? It's got to be the foundation. It's the rock that kind of keeps my feet in place. But it's allowed me to branch out and live my dreams and my goals, right? I went to college to be a broadcast journalism major, you know. Football was very toxic for me, but because of the changes I've made in my life and the foundation I built, I have a radio show every morning on the Pac-12 network on Sirius XM, and I get to call college football games. I'm involved on that side of things, which makes me happy, but then I can go do things like this where I come to Chicago and simply try to be of service in some way to help other people. And that's, it can be both, you know. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And I think that's a great example for everybody who can get clean, get recovery, that they can live their best life.
People want to buy tickets for this tomorrow. It's Above and Beyond Family Recovery Center. It's a fundraiser. It's at the Drake Hotel tomorrow night. It's abgala18.givesmart.com is a place to buy the tickets. Or they also have a website, ANB, those are the letters, ANB today, ANB dot today dot visit, it says here. I think what it means is .com or .org. I don't know. We're going to have to get that cleared up. Does anybody have an answer for that?
The best thing to do is probably go to their Facebook page. Yeah. That's the best way to to take a look at it and get informed. And
above
then,
and beyond Facebook page.
Above and beyond's Facebook page.
All right.
There are free treatment center, and that's the difference. In this country, there's a ton of for-profit treatment facilities.
Yeah.
But the fact that this one is not in it for the profit, all the money is donated to make this work. It's very similar to what I do with my foundation, where we raise money for scholarships to pay for treatment for mental health and substance abuse, and our values just matched up, and it was a perfect opportunity to do something together to try to be part of the solution.
Can I ask you a question? Now, you went to Washington State.
Yes, sir.
And Washington State is having a great football year, and they finally made it on College Game Day 2 weeks ago, where the College Game Day showed up on the campus of Washington State, Eastern Washington. To call it rural is really doing a disservice to rural. It's
the middle of the wheat field.
It's the middle, right. And it's beautiful country around
it's
there.
It's gorgeous.
I had family from there. And Eastern Washington is gorgeous. It's like, sometimes you're like, am I on the planet Earth when you're driving around it, right? And they went to the college town because the Washington State fight flag, the flag for the football team, has appeared on College Game Day on ESPN for the last
218 times.
218 shows. Yep. 218 weeks of this, right?
October 2003 is when they started it, and the reason they did start it was they were trying to make a statement saying, hey, we're going to fly this flag every week at game day until you come to Pullman. And it took it 15 years, but they showed up.
They did it.
And we showed out. I tell you what,
that was an amazing, what a fun, I mean, I love that show anyway, but that show that day was so great because the people of Washington State, they talked to all the people who'd been coordinating flying that flag around the country, making sure it appeared at all these places, because you don't necessarily know where that show is going to show up until a couple days before.
There's some great stories behind that. Sometimes the flag got caught in postage or in some post office somewhere. We had a pilot who was a Cougar alum. The guy put it on his plane, carried it with him to the next stop, brought it out to there for them to fly it. I mean, it's
remarkable.
Being a Cougar is a different thing. We're the underdog, and it's pretty special. And not only did they get game day, we literally took over college football that week. We had game day all week, and then we performed on national TV against Oregon and really put a beat down on
Boy,
the Ducks.
Did you ever.
So, they're doing
that was unexpected.
Well,
I'm sorry.
For others, maybe a little bit for others.
I would say for guys who just happened to be watching that, or you know, maybe invested a few bucks. That was a pretty interesting. It was a pretty interesting win. But I think there was all that energy, right? About it. There's so much energy for that program this year.
Yeah, there is, and sometimes that can be overwhelming. The team could, you know, come out and kind of fizzle. They kind of take on the identity of their head coach. Their head coach is pretty laid back, Mike Leach. He's just kind of this pirate that swashbuckles his way along, and I think the team has kind of taken on that identity.
That's his whole thing. You have to think like a swing your sword,
yep.
Think like a pirate. It was really weird. It's almost I was for a moment there. I thought it was like a whole Disney bit that was going on there, but I didn't quite understand.
Like,
but he's
Johnny Depp.
He's really interesting though. But he's, you know, it's a good way. It sort of sees the day is the idea there.
Yeah, it is, and he has been the right fit for Washington State and their resurgence. I'm really proud of him. The quarterback right now is a grad transfer who's come in and taken over this leadership position, put himself in the Heisman Trophy consideration.
He would be the second Heisman Trophy considerate in Washington State history, right? You being the first?
Well, I'm the only one ever to be invited to New York for the ceremony. It was pretty cool. Charles Woodson won it that year.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now, what did he ever go on and do? Okay, let me think about that for a second. And that Peyton Manning guy that got drafted before you, I can't remember what he did either.
The greatest thing about all this, and I think this is funny, is that I don't know exactly that Peyton and Charles and Randy Moss was the other the other Heisman Trophy candidate. But 21 years later, I believe they're all pretty content and happy and in a good place in their life. But after all the ups and downs and no matter how our careers went and things like that, we're all in the same place right now. And I think that's a true compliment to what the human experience can be like. Anybody out there who's listening, you stumble, you fall down 20 times. As long as you keep getting up, you know, you can be in a place where you're happy and you're content with what you have. And that's just, I think that's the perfect example of the human experience, and I'm really glad I get to share it with people when I come to cities like this.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's a great way to end it. Above and Beyond Family Recovery Center. at the Drake Hotel tomorrow night. Ryan Leaf is headlining. It's a gala. People want to take part in this. You want to see Ryan. Very inspirational story. Just go to the Above and Beyond Facebook page. Just look that up, and you'll find your way to that. All right, Ryan, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your bravery in telling your story.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Andrea right now, find out what's happening at the top of the hour in the newsroom.
And Roe, a gun dealer who sold the weapon used to kill Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer, has been sentenced. We'll tell you to what coming up at 7.